It's day 250 of hashtag 365. Oh my God, we're coming up to the last 100 days. Oh, that is crazy. Oh my God. Day 250 of hashtag 365. Currently weighs 16 stone 4 pounds after yesterday's midweek weigh-in. That means by the end of the week, if I keep going, I could be... No, I doubt I can lose another 4 pounds in the next few days. That's ridiculous. But I'm going to be borderline, maybe like 16 stone two, maybe? Push comes to shove. This is absolutely unbelievable. And I'm kind of really amazed at how... It's not easy. I don't want to say how easy it is, but I don't feel hungry all the time. You know, I thought I'd feel hungry all the time, but I don't. Yesterday I had a... absolutely enormous salads. I've been eating these enormous salads where there's just like lettuce, shredded beetroot, shredded carrot, you know, peppers, all that sort of stuff. Lettuce, all like rocket, all that. And massive, massive portions. And then just some grilled chicken or a southern fried coated breast, whatever it is. And these meals, these big meals that are completely filling are coming out about 280, 300 calories. I just think that is actually quite sustainable, and it's made me realise how gluttonous I am usually, you know? So, yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to stick to this forever because that's ridiculous, you know? Like, as I keep saying, I think it's really important to make this point, 800 calories a day is not sustainable. That is not the way to a happy, healthy life, you know? Like, I will not be getting the level of nutrition that I need simply because I'm not eating enough calories. But as a kickstart to get out of this 16 stone region, it's been an immense success so far. And what's quite exciting and interesting about it is once I'm out of this 16 stone region into the 15 stone and I can go back to 1500 calories, there'll be no problem for me every now and then doing a day where I cut back, even if it's just a day a week or 2 days a week, like the 5-2 diet, you know, where you just cut back. Previously, I was like, oh God, I wouldn't be able to do that. It's too hard. But now that I realise how straightforward and simple it actually is, I feel like I've unlocked another sort of go-to. If I ever need to like just shed a couple of pounds quite quickly, there's a way of doing it that feels totally manageable and not that hard. The only thing that's difficult is the headspace thing, like, because you have to scrutinize every single thing in such a meticulous way. Like, I was counting peanuts the other day. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's no way to live. But yeah, I had this watermelon salad earlier today as well, which was just incredible. It was like rocket leaves with a bit of crumbled feta, some pomegranate seeds. I think it had like a pomegranate molasses dressing as well. So a little bit too sweet, really, when I'm not supposed to have any sugar. But it was only small and I had some fresh watermelon in there. Absolutely delicious. Quite a small portion. I ate it and felt completely satisfied. You know, usually I'd have that as a side whilst also getting some mac and cheese and like a burger. That's what I mean, kind of the contrast between the gluttony as compared to what my body actually needs. It's quite a surprising gulf in between those two things. So this has been a really interesting learning experience. I'm obviously going to keep it up, certainly till the end of the week, and I just want to see where I get to with this next weigh-in, and then I'll assess it from there. Tomorrow, I think, is going to be a harder day because I'm entering, in my timeline, I'm now entering the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, I always find really challenging, as you know, if you've been listening to this a lot, because I'm out of my regular routine. I'm back at home. There's food around all day. I'm doing things with my daughter. We're going to see things and going to places and seeing people. And, you know, there's more entertaining going on, all that sort of stuff. That's harder. But I'm absolutely ruthlessly going to stick to it tomorrow. It'd be stupid not to. And then it's a weigh-in and we'll see where we're at. So, remarkable progress and I'm feeling really good about it.